Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host today, Shelley Delaney, and joining me are two of Southeast's most active performers right now. Please welcome Taylor Vidic. Hello, Taylor.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi, and Kelsey Riker. Hi, Kelsey.
Hello.
Hello. It's so great to talk to you both again. It hasn't even been that long since we've chatted because you two have both worked so hard together to really lean in during the pandemic over the last year and provide our community with so much entertainment, from To Juno with Love to the Ghostlight Theater radio play, Taylor, your Power to the People concert, and probably a bunch of other stuff that we missed or didn't interview you about. So, Taylor, let's start with you. What has helped you stay so active as a creator during this kind of confining time?
I feel very lucky. I'm not just going to gush on Kelsey, but I'm very thankful that I was able to convince Kelsey to move to Alaska from Pennsylvania a little over a year ago. We met in Skagway, and we have been performing together almost since then, you know, once we realized what we had together, you know, as performers. And so it's been really nice to get to live with someone who wants to make things with you. You know, because if either of you are having a down day, which there have been a lot of down days over the last year and a half, you're there to encourage and love on them and, you know, tell them it's going to be okay. Hey, let's make a funny video and feel a little bit better about ourselves today, you know?
Kelsey, what would you add to that? Since you and Taylor work together so much, who motivates who?
Yes. The answer is yes. I will echo everything that Taylor says. Our relationship has always been such that Taylor is the is usually in the producer role, the organizing role, the she's the idea guy, and I'm the yes man. that she will come to me with an idea, and I'll say yes. And let's do this, and let's do this, and we will make it happen. But like she said, day to day, we're always just there for each other. And it's really nice having that constant support system right there.
Well, actually, right now, you're not physically together. Taylor's in Skagway and has been there for the summer, and Kelsey, you're based in Juneau. So what has the summer been like for you both? What have you been focusing on?
Oh man, I just got to Skagway 2 weeks ago. The first cruise ship arrived here on the 23rd. So I am the head madam at the Red Onion Saloon. I am currently wearing a costume. Kelsey and Shelley can see me because we're on Zoom right now. I am dressed as a working girl from 1898. I'm hiding in our back stairwell. There's a bus outside. The bus has broken down. So that's been my summer for the train also broke down today. It's been fascinating. But it has been so fun to be back here for a couple of weeks to see these people again, to see the restaurant. You know, it clearly it's arranged differently to allow for spacing, but to see people inside and celebrating together and being here. And, you know, it's an interesting transition after 18 months of not doing it, but it feels so good to welcome visitors again and to do so. You know, I'm telling stories through a mask some days, but I'm still telling stories again, which has been fabulous.
What about you, Kelsey? What's been keeping you busy this summer?
The beginning of this summer, I got to see some family on the East Coast, actually, for the first time in over a year. It's the longest I had been away from home, but I'm an East Coast gal, so that was my focus. When it became safe to travel with the vaccine and the rollout of that, got to get that in. And now it's all about the Skagway Exposé show coming up. It's all about making costumes sparkly and rehearsing music and choreographing dances. And my soul is very happy to be preparing for this upcoming show.
It's a relatively large-scale production, this Skagway Exposé. It's got a lot going on, and it's a four-day event. Taylor, you're the co-producer. Are you sleeping okay? Getting enough water?
ask me in 2 weeks how I'm doing, and I will have a better answer for you. But yeah, no, I'm sleeping plenty. I'm drinking lots of water. Yeah, it's been a lot, but we're very excited. We have been preparing for this for over 6 months. Mayor Andrew Cremata in Skagway, he let out a beacon call and said, hey, Skagway can't do this on their own. Like, we need people to come and visit our town, because Skagway survives off tourism and cruise ship tourism and some road tourism, but you couldn't get through Canada, right? And cruise ships haven't been coming. So he was like, hey, we need people to plan things. We need you to bring visitors to town for reasons other than riding a cruise ship. And so 6 or so months ago, myself and Johanna Evans and Sean Watson, who are both year-rounders in Skagway — Johanna grew up in Juneau, though, so people might recognize her name — we kind of buckled down and we're like, hey, let's bring the Nude and Rude gang back together, but let's turn this into more than that. Let's give people a reason to spend 2 to 4 days in Skagway seeing art and getting to know this town that Kelsey and I have absolutely fallen in love with and that we care so much about and that has given so much to us. Now is our chance to, me and specifically, spend a lot of time in spreadsheets, you know, and trying to organize things in hopes of getting some people to town so they can get why we love it so much and fall in love with it themselves.
Well, tell us what's on the lineup. I'm so excited to hear about it. It looks great. It sounds great. And I love Skagway, too. So I'm excited to hear all about the expose.
Yay. Thank you for that. It's all on SkagwayExpose.com. I'm about to list a lot, so definitely feel free to check that out, SkagwayExpose.com. Thursday, we're going to start with a welcome dinner at the Brew Company. Brew Co. is the largest restaurant in Alaska by square footage, which is fascinating to me. They're fabulous. So we're starting the dinner there. We're doing a Skagway scavenger hunt so people can get to know town quickly and in a fun way. We're also going to have a comedy night that happens to feature all female comedians. Kelsey will be making her stand-up comedy debut. I am so excited and terrified about the jokes that she's going to share with the world. So that's Thursday. Friday, we have the Skagway Soiree, which is going to be a cabaret speakeasy at the historic Red Onion Saloon and Brothel, which is where I have been, brothel museum, I should say. So there will be that happening. There will be other live music happening in town. Saturday, there is the street scene at the Brew Co. with more outdoor live music, as well as a maker's market that we have put together. And Saturday...
Oh, no. Taylor's frozen.
No. We're doing double features in both the story and the Brew Legend. My back. Thank goodness. I'm turning off my... Anyways, so Saturday will be the burlesque show, and we are doing features both Friday and Saturday so that we can keep at limited capacity. We're going to max out at 60% capacity for those indoor ticketed events. We are going to require mask wearing. Kelsey will be our hostess with the mostest on Saturday night, and I cannot wait to hear all of the ways that she figures out to say, hey, make sure your mask is on, because we want to stay safe. We'll be doing as much outdoors as possible. I am just so excited. And then Sunday will be a sparkle brunch and a cornhole tournament at Happy Ending Saloon.
Sparkle brunch. I love it. I love all of that. I love everything I heard. So Kelsey, hosting the Saturday burlesque show, that's a pretty fun MC gig. What warnings or what should the audience expect if they attend, apart from wearing a mask?
Oh, goodness. Wear your mask. We encourage bedazzling your mask. Wear sparkles or don't. Sparkles are not everyone's thing. They weren't my thing for a while. Now they're very much my thing. Expect to see never full nudity at our shows, but be prepared to see some skin. Be prepared to hear live music. We have a live band, the Better Than Boobs band, that we perform with. Lots of live singing, live music, so many funny acts. It gets a little steamy. I'm funny sometimes in between all the acts. So
yes, mama.
That's worth it just for that.
That sounds super fun. I've actually, I take that back. I've seen a couple burlesque shows, but I haven't seen you guys before. So it would be worth it just for that. So the Skagway Exposé runs August 12th through the 15th, and you can find out more information or purchase tickets at their website, skagwayexpose.com. I'm speaking with Taylor Vidic and Kelsey Riker, two of the masterminds here. Taylor, what would be some of your biggest, what would be some of the biggest takeaways or most important things for folks to remember if they're planning to attend the Skagway Exposé?
I acknowledge how important safety is right now. We are doing our best to follow recommendations set both by the municipality of Skagway as well as the state of Alaska and the CDC. So we want to work to produce this event and make it as entertaining and enjoyable for attendees as possible while also mitigating risk and staying as safe as possible. So we want to have a good time with you, and we want everyone to, you know, color within the lines so that we can do this safely and thoughtfully, and we can, you know, get to share in our community again. There's a ferry that comes on Friday, goes home on Sunday, take a 3-day weekend. That's all it takes. If you can't make the whole thing, just come for 3 days. We really hope we get to see some of our friends next weekend.
And Kelsey, how about you? What would you add to that?
Yes. Safety, safety, safety. Come on out. Skagway, is a town that a Southeast Alaska town that really heavily relies on tourism, and got hit pretty hard. And it is a place that Taylor and I and so many others love so, 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 so much. And we want to show you all the best parts of it. And we get to be there to experience it with you and show it to you. So yeah, come on out.
I think it's going to be a great time. I think that it is totally possible to do this and do it safely. And the more we color inside the lines right now, the sooner we can all scribble outside of them someday. So that's a great analogy. And I really appreciate you guys both being here, Taylor and Kelsey. It's great to see your faces. And best of luck with the production in Skagway, August 12th through the 15th, Skagway Exposé. Any last thoughts before we say goodbye today?
Thank you to Public Radio for having us on. We couldn't do this without organizations like you. We appreciate you, Shelley.
Ah, thanks so much. All right, best of luck and see you guys soon. Take care.
Thank you.